Today's shir is Masechta Yevam, Daf Kuf Zayin. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Daf Kuf Zayin, Amar Aleph, the new perek. As we know, with the Raisa, a father has the right to marry off his daughter. The Kedushin are considered a full-fledged Kedushin. With the Raisa, the father has the right to do this from when the girl is a Ketana until she's a Begeris, until she's 12 and a half years old. If the husband wants to divorce the wife, if there was only erusin between the husband and the wife, then the father's the one who receives the get. When the kedushin, when it was already consummated, then most rishonim, the wife receives the get. Once a father marries off his daughter, he exercised the right that the Torah gave him to marry off his daughter. And if that marriage ended, the father only gets the right to marry his daughter, to marry off his daughter once. And if that daughter's marriage were to end, then the halacha is that she's considered Yosayim B'chayav. She's still a ketana, and she only could get, if she her father's right, authority, now is removed, and the halacha is that there are no kedusha deraisa for her. Similarly, if Rachman Tzlan, this girl, doesn't have a father, the Torah only gave the right to the father, not to anyone else. So this girl as well, a girl who has no father, even though she's a ketana, is not subject to have kedusha deraisa. But Chazal were concerned that, obviously, apparently in those days, girls would get married at a very young age. And Chazal were concerned that this girl, since she has no way of having a Kedusha Deraisa, it's inappropriate that she should not be able to get married. So Chazal gave the right, if she's a Yosayma, if she doesn't have a father, that her mother, her brothers, should be able to marry her off. Obviously, as we've been discussing, this Kedushin are not a Kedusha Deraisa. The Kedushin are only a Kedusha Derabbanan. And therefore, although even if it was a Ketana who had Kedusha Deraisa, that means if a father married off the daughter, the only way such a girl's Kedushin can be terminated is if the husband actually divorces her. By Kedusha Derabbanan, Chazal said that Miyun is a way to affect the termination of the marriage. And that is that if the girl, obviously before she's a gedola, tells her husband, I'm not interested in remaining married to you, and of course all of these halachas will in Mitzvah Shem be discussed in great detail in our perek, but if a girl says to her husband, I no longer want to be married to you, that marriage is considered annulled. When annulling miyun is a much stronger form of dissolving a marriage than a get. For example, if a woman was married to a man and they get divorced, she's still usher to the relatives of her husband. Miyun, as we've been describing, affects as if they were never married. Since it's considered as if they were never married, then the relatives of this man who were her husband's relatives, she would be allowed to get married to, because this husband was never her husband. So it begins our Mishnah. B'shama emrim, emimanim ala rusas. The only time miyun should be performed is if the entire marriage between the husband and the wife was only erusin. B'shama emrim, B'shama's opinion is, bein rusas, bein nesuas, whether the marriage was a marriage of erusin. We always stress that midaraisa, a woman who has erusin, is an eishes ish. So if the marriage was a marriage of erusin, or even if the marriage was a marriage of nesuin, the halacha is that they could have miyun. Most rishonim are of the opinion that even though Beis Shammai in our Mishnah said that miyun is only by erusis, that's halacha only lechatchila. But even Beis Shammai would agree that b'di'evid, miyun would be effective even by nesuin. And the Ramban says the raya is because if we look at the words of our Mishnah. If Beit Shammai's opinion were, says the Ramban, that only Arusas could have Miyun, the Mishnah would have said Arusos Memanois. The fact that the Mishnah didn't use that type of wording, which is the typical right type of wording, rather the Mishnah only used the words A Memanim al Arusas, is a raya that this is a din only Lechatchila, but B'diyeva Beit Shammai would concur that even Nesuas could make Erison. The Tosfos Rosh brings another raya, because if Beit Shammai held that a Nesuas can never have Eris, can never have Mian, then the Mishnah should have used a stronger language. The Mishnah should have said Hanesuas Eim Emanois. The fact that such wording was not used in our Mishnah clearly indication that even Beit Shammai agrees that B'di'evid, the Mian of a Nesua is effective. That as long as this couple is married and the wife wants to do miyun, given the conditions that we have, miyun can be done. But let's say the husband dies without children and she doesn't want to be married to the yavam, so she decides to do yibam miyun. Beit Shammai says it's not doable. Basil disagree, and they say Rebal Uba Yavam, both the husband and the yavam, she could do miyun with. Beit Shammai says the miyun can only be conducted in front of the yavam. Beis Hillel says b'fonav shloi b'fonav, both cases. So Beiri explains that what does the Mishnah mean? But the Mishnah means to say, why does Beit Shammai hold the miyun should only be done in front of the husband? Because maybe with the husband here, she would be embarrassed to do the miyun. And that's what we want to encourage. Beis Hillel says that since the entire point of miyun is to show that this marriage was not a marriage, therefore it doesn't make a difference if it's befonav or shloi befonav. Whatever the miyun is able and supposed to accomplish, it accomplishes the same way, befonav or shloi befonav. Here too, most of the Rishonim of the opinion that even Beit Shammai would agree that a miyun that was done shloi b'fonav, a miyun that was not done in front of the husband, would be an effective miyun. Particularly as we quoted the Meiri, that the entire reason Beit Shammai wanted that the miyun should be done b'fonav is to maybe she'll be embarrassed, and like that she won't do miyun. So that's what we're trying to encourage. And therefore, b'di'evid, if the miyun was done shloi b'fonav, even Beit Shammai would agree that's a valid miyun. Beit Shammai holds that miyun should be done in Bezdin, of a Bezdin of experts. Beit Shammai, Bezdin. It doesn't make a difference whether it's in Bezdin or not. The halacha is the miyun is an effective miyun. The Rishonim explain that what is the definition of Bezdin? Bezdin means smuchim. That's where most Rishonim explain. The Ramban says never was it the requirement that the Bezdin should be smuchim. It means three individuals who are familiar with the halachas. So the Ramban asks, what, according to his explanation, that miyun has to be done in front of a Bezdin of smuchim, why is that not the halach by all gittin and kedushin? Says the Ramban, in line with what we've been learning throughout our shir, that Beit Shammai was anxious to discourage miyun. And since Beit Shammai was anxious to discourage miyun, this was another way of accomplishing that you're only going to have it in front of a bezdin, and a bezdin of smuchim, which are hard to come by. Another pshat that the Miri suggests is that since, as we have explained in our introductory remarks to our shir, the cases where miyun may be performed are very limited, Chazal were concerned that not everybody will recognize and realize the very specific halachas that apply to miyun. And that's why Beit Shammai wanted that the miyun should be done in front of Bezdin. Moreover, says the Meiri, according to the Rishonim that say that Bezdin means a Bezdin of smuchim, the smicha is not the smicha that Rabbanim receive nowadays. The smicha that Rabbanim receive nowadays is what is known as ordination. the smicha of a direct line from Moshe Rabbeinu. So how could Mian have been done? It was done in the time of the Mishnah. How could Mian be done in the time of the Mishnah when we don't have smicha? So says the Miri, any dayan who does smicha bizman hazeh is really acting as a shliach of the original Bezdin, and that's why his Mian is an effective Mian. Amnolhem Beisela Beishamai, says the Mishnah Beisela Sata Beishamai, Mimenesvik Tana, a girl could do Mian a number of times, even 4 or 5 times. Amnolhem Beishamai, so Beishamai said to Beisela, Ein Benes Yisrael Hefker. Jewish children, Jewish girls should not be treated like Hefker. Elamamenes, a girl could do Mian, Mam Tennis, a girl who did Mian, we will not let her become an Arusa Acha Tagdo and until she becomes an adult. Vitamtim Vitinose, Vitimar Vitinose, according, and then she'll never be able to have Mian because she's already a Gedolah when she gets married. So many Mefarshim point out that in this Machlokes, unlike all the other Machlokes in our Mishnah, Beis Hillel's opinion is stated before Beis Shammai's opinion, which we know, as we saw in this Mishnah, and we know throughout Mishnahs, throughout Shas, usually Beis Shammai's opinion is stated first. Why here is Beis Hillel's opinion stated first? And also, what does the Mishnah mean to say, we didn't see this in the other Machlokes in our Mishnah, that Beis Hillel's statement, Beis Hillel's opinion, is prefaced with Amar Lahem. So the Miri explains is that what the Mishnah is trying to teach us is that this Machlokes is actually connected to the previous Machlokes. Beis Hillel is really explaining what their opinion is, and Beis Hillel is saying that we don't need to have a Beis Din Smuchim. Why? And what's the proof, says Beis Hillel, that we don't need to have Beis Din Smuchim? Because a girl could do Mian a number of times, 4 or 5 times. And if the halacha will be that you need to have a Beis Din Smuchim, it'll become difficult to find one. It'll be inappropriate to do so often in front of Beis Din. Beis Shammai says, you're right. If a girl could do Mian so many times, you're point would be very well taken. But actually, he says, I don't agree with you. And I actually hold that Mian can be done only once. And that's why the Machlokes that we learned before this Machlokes, Mian can be done in front of a Beis Din Smuchim, and your concerns aren't there. So the first halacha we learned in our Mishnah was the Beis Shammai said, Mian could only be done with an Arusa, not with a Nesua. Ask the Gemara, Amar Yudam Shmuel, my Tama. Beis Shammai. Why did Beis Shammai say that you only could do Mian by an Arusa, not by an Asua? If the girl's a Ketana, she should be a candidate for Mian. Answers the Gemara. Lefi she'ein tanai b'nesuin. When a person consummates his marriage, there are no conditions attached to such a situation. V'nesuin t'man, says Beis Shammai, if the halacha were that a nesuin could do Mian, os l'memer, people could make the mistake and believe the yesh tanai b'nesuin, and they'll think that what happened here was that the tanai was not fulfilled, and that's why the marriage ended. But that's not the reason. It was because of miyud. And because of that, Chazal, Beis Shammai were concerned for that mistake not to happen, and they said there should be no miyud only from erisin and not nesuin. Says the Gemara, nechnas l'chup of lai niv l'mayik l'meimer, but according to Beis Shammai, even in a case where there was only chuppah, but there was no bia, and the concern shafin ain't the concern that a person doesn't make a tanai b'nesuin. And as we're going to learn, why did Chazal now want a tanai b'nesuin? Because if there's a tanai in the nesuin, and then they dissolve, the marriage gets dissolved, it turns out that the bia that took place from when the nesuin took place was a bia's nus. But ask the Gemara, when it was only nichnas l'chuppah, there was never any bia. So why would Beis Shammai not allow miun from a case of nichnas l'chuppah? V'loi nivla. Answers the Gemara, l'fi shein tanai b'chuppah. And as the Rishonim explained, even though, Miri explains this, even though there is no bia when there was only a chuppah, But the chuppah is a prerequisite to the bia. And the whole point of the chuppah is bia. So even though there isn't actually bia by the chuppah, it's very similar to where there was bia. Ask the Gemara, but often in Shas we speak about the case of Masar Avl Shluch Aban, that there is no chuppah even. So the concerns that you stated shouldn't be there. Michael Maimer, why would Beis Shammai say that they can't do miyun? Answer the Gemara, because Loi Plug Rabbanim. Beis Hillel, ask the Gemara Beis Hillel, who says that there is miyun, even from the suin. Why aren't Beis Hillel concerned, as Beis Shammai are, that people are going to say that you can make a tanai in the nesuin? Answers the Gemara, Beis Hillel are not concerned about that. For Mei Diyadi, they know that everybody is well aware, the sui katana, that when a katana gets married, it's only drabonaninu, and therefore not going to get confused between the sui katana and a regular nesuin. So the Sefer Birkas Avram, in explaining this Gemara, explains that there's a fundamental machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. What does Miyun do? Does Miyun create that there was never really kedushin between this husband and wife? It's as if they were never married. Or that Miyun accomplishes is not that there was never a marriage. That a marriage between this type of a kedushin drabbanan could be annulled through Miyun. Beis Shammai opinion is that just that it's considered that there was a regular kedushin, and now the kedushin is being terminated through miyun. And if that's the way we look at miyun, we may make a mistake and think yesh tanai ben nesuin. Beis Hillel's opinion is not that way. Beis Hillel says it means that the kedushin was never there a kedushin, and therefore there's no room for such a mistake. Gemara offers another explanation in the machlokes of Rav and Rav Yosef. So in the machlokes of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So the Gemara, Rav and Rav Yosef, Tam Tamai, Tam Beis Shammai, Lefish Adam, Ein Adam Yosef, Bi Loisef, Bi Loznos. As we said before, according to Beis Shammai, it'll turn out that they were never married, and that all that once there was miyun done, all the bias that took place between this man and woman were bias nos, and no man is prepared for that, and therefore Chazal said, we don't have miyun after there was bia. Nichnasul chuppah mayavil meima. But asked about if that's the explanation of Beis Shammai. So nichnasul chuppah, there was no bia. So why would Beis Shammai say there can't be miyun there? Answers the Gemara, lenichlei chuppah di sura. Even though there was no bia, but as we explained earlier, the whole point of the chuppah is to lead up to the nesuin. And we'll have the same concern. Ask the Gemara, but what about a situation of Masur Av L'Shluch Ebal? Then there's no issue that it can be connected. And people will say there was a Bias Nus. Says the Gemara, L'Plug Rabbanan. Beis Shammai says, once Chazal said that you don't do Miyun by Nesuin, and you don't do Miyun by Nichnas L'Chuppah, so we don't ever do Miyun unless to Erison. And Beis Hillel's opinion is, Kivin Dikei Gedusha V'Ksuva, since they had a proper marriage, even though the marriage turned out to end because of miyun, Beis Hillel are not concerned that people are going to say that the bia that he did, lo yosu l'meim d'biyosu b'ilaznos. Reb Papa offers a different explanation in the machloikus Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Reb Papa matan Beis Shammai b'shim peri. Because, as we've learned often, that a woman could bring into a marriage nichsi melug, and the halacha is that the nichsi melug, those assets remain the property of the wife. The husband only gets the right to peiris. Says the Gemara, that's the reason Beis Shammai says that from the suin there should be no miyun. And Beis Hillel also uses peiri as tav Beis Hillel b'shem peiri. Beis Hillel also uses that as the reason what it should be able to be miyun after the nesuin. And the Gemara explains itself. Tam Beis Shammai b'shem peiri. Beis Shammai says because of peiri. Diyam in the suin tamon. If Beis Shammai says that even if there was nesuin and the husband's eating from perim, the wife could still miyun, we need to be concerned. We need to be concerned that this husband is going to take advantage and say, since my wife has the potential and the halachic ability to do miyun at any moment, she may exercise that right.
So now let me use up and eat as much of the peres as I can, because I want to make sure that I don't lose that. Beisil says, on the other rabbi, we don't need to be concerned for that. Kivin the Amr Taman, since she has the right to do mian, ashbuchi mashbichla, that's going to be the best reason why the husband will treat her right. Because Sover, he knows, loy, that if he doesn't treat her right, and if he doesn't treat her assets properly, yatz lo krevel, her relatives are going to advise her to do miyun, or mafkla minei. So the peri is why it keeps him in check, and that's why Beis Hillel agrees that miyun can be done after nisun. Another explanation of the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Rova Mahanatana Beshamai and Adam Tarak Be Sudam of Seda. If we're allowed to make miyun, so we're gonna have a Sudas Nsuan, a marriage meal, and then afterwards she'll do miyun, and he'll be very upset that he made this wedding for naught. Basil of the opinion, Tavai Nichlay. That isn't the reason why he would not agree to do a Nsuan. Even if he's married, and then the marriage will be terminated through miyun, he still had the advantage, kivin de leifka like kala de ishus, that everybody will know he got married. So he's willing to take the risk that the marriage may end chas v'shomer a miyun to gain the benefit that everybody will know that he was once married. B'shami amr b'bal, we learned in the Mishnah that B'shami says you could only do miyun with the husband, and Basil says that you could do it even to the yovim. Says the Gemara, and the Gemara begins to discuss this halacha. Amar Baishya, Mamenis Lamorai. Says Rav Baishya, what Beis Hillel said, that a Yavama could do Yibum, that's only if the Yavam did Maimer, as we often have learned, that Chazal encouraged that even though Midaraisa, the only way Yibum is considered a real Yibum, is with a Maisabiyah, that there should be a Maimer, a Kedusha Kesef, a Kedusha Shtar. Says Rav Oshia, what our Mishnah says that she could do miyun, she could do miyun versus that maimer. However, miyun will not dissolve the ema menes lezikosoi. Miyun will not dissolve a zika. Amar chizda my time to Rav Oshia. Where do we take this differentiation? Says the Gemara, mama de medato, the mama that's done by her free world, matzia akra, she has the right to dissolve it. Zika. The Zika is not something that she created. The Bal Karcha. It was created because her husband died without children. So she doesn't have the ability, Leimatz Akra, to dissolve that. Ask the Gemara. Vare Bia. In a situation where the Yavam did Bia. The Bal Karcha. That, as we've learned often in our Masechta, the Yavam could do Bia Bal Karcha. And yet, we learned that Matzi Akra, she could do, even though the Yavam did the Bia, nothing to do with her, and still she could do Miyun after the Yavam does Bia on her. So we see that the fact that the Zika can't be dissolved, or the Yibam can't be dissolved through a Miyun is an incorrect statement, says the Gemara. Ella, the reason Rabbi Oshia says, why can't she do Miyun to the Zika? Bia umaimer the who covered. Bia is done by the husband, by the yavam doing bia and the yavama. Maimer, as we explained, was done between the yavam and the yavama. So there, aloch is matzi akra. Chazal gave her the right to terminate it through doing yibam. However, zika, the rachmana ramyala, the zika is not something that he created. It was created by the zika that the Torah says that exists between the husband and the wife. That's not something, Lematzi Akra, that she has the ability to dissolve through a Yibam, through a Miyun. Ula Amma, Memenes Afla Zikusai. But Uma's opinion is that she could do Miyun even to the Zika. My Tama, says the Gemara, because Ula says, what does Miyun accomplish? What Miyun accomplishes is, Nesui Kamoy Akra, that the Malayim Roim explains it, that what does Miyun accomplish? It's as if this couple was never married. And since the halacha considers it as if they were never married, there's no zika, because there's only zika when it was a marriage. The Stipler says that it's not to be viewed as a dissolving the marriage as if it never took place. What it means to say is that
the Miyun helps us understand that there should be no Zika. If she has that authority, she has the right to do it. There's a famous vort from Chaim Brisker. Chaim Brisker says that the Miyun works Mikan Ulhaba Ulmafreya. The Miyun only becomes effective at the moment that the Miyun is done. But it's so strong that it shows us that there was really, as if there was never really a marriage. I say Rava Leula, ask Rava. We learned in the first Mishnah, Manah Masechta. The Mishnah says, Kol Sheochel Miyan, any situation where the Ketana was married to the husband with a Kedusha de Rabbanan, and the husband died, and she's an Erva, the halacha is that Yechayel Man, if she could have done Miyun, but she chose not to do Miyun, Tzarasa, and the Tzara is a Chaletz Shloim Bemis. That means, if we learned in the first Mishnah of Masechta, that if the woman who falls to Yibam is an Erva with the Yavam, there is no Yibam. Not only is there no Yibam, but the halacha is that the Tzara of the Erva, the first Mishnah of Masechta, also is exempt from Yibam and Chalitza. But here, says the Mishnah at the beginning of Masechta, that if the marriage between the brother, between the brother of the Yavam and this woman was only a Kedusha de Rabbanan, and she is an Erva to the Yavam, the halacha Tzarasa Chalatzas the Tzara should do Chalitza, not Yibam. For my, but ask the Gemara, according to your Ula's understanding of what Miyun accomplishes, why can't this girl, Taman Hashta, do Miyun now, even though her husband already unfortunately died? Why will that accomplish Tekraninul and the Sui Kamoi? It will dissolve the original marriage. And now, the Tzara was never Tzara Sevra, because this woman was never married to the brother. Answers the Gemara, Tzaras Ervashani. Even if that's what Miyun will accomplish, still Chazal said that the Tzara of this woman should not have Yibam. The Tani Rami Beicheskel, Miyun and Mabal, the halacha is that let's say Ketana did Miyun on her husband, the halacha is Mutaris Loviv. Since, as we keep on repeating, what Miyun makes is if they were never married. Since what Miyun accomplishes is as if they were never married, the halacha is that she was never married to this man. Since she was never married to this man, she can marry his father after the Miyun. But if she did Miyun in her Yavam, Asur Loviv. The question is, what's the difference? The answer is, Alma, B'shas Nefilasa, since at the moment of death, there was a Zika here, yes, the Miyun changed the entire picture. But since at the moment of death, Niris Kekalasa, then, and that's why we can't ever let her get married to the father-in-law. Hachna B'shas Nefil Niris Ketzara Spita, even though ultimately that changed, because the Erva did Miyun, but once at the moment of death, it was that way, the halacha is and remains that way. Al Gemara just taught us an important halacha. The Miyun Abayavam Asur Ba'aviv. Machloikis Rishonim, what does that mean? The Rambam's opinion is, only Aviv, she's also too, no other relatives. The Rashbab and the Ritva disagree, and the Rashba and the Ritva says that she's usur to all relatives of the Nifter if she did not do Miyun while they were still alive. And the Meiri says that not only does she become usur to the relatives of the husband who passed away, she also becomes usur to all the relatives of the Yavam once there was a Zika. That even though there's going to be Miyun, but since at the moment of death the Zika came into place, she's Asur. Amar Rav, Mina Bezeh, if she did Miyun to one of the, according to the opinion of Beis Hillel, that Miyun can be done to a Yavam, says Rav, Mina Bezeh, if she did Miyun with one of her brother-in-laws, Asur Lezeh, she becomes Asur to all the other brothers. Says the Gemara, Mida Havis Mila Saget. Just like we know that if one of the Yavams, one of the brother-in-laws, gives a sister-in-law a get. That, as we've learned so many times in our Masechta, Midaraisa, that is really not a meaningful act, because get is not one of the options that are available to Yavama. But what it accomplishes, Midrabanan, is that none of the sisters, none of the wives, will now be candidates for Yibam. Midah the Havas a Baal's get. Baal's get, when we look at the sister who got the get, Lav Kivin de Itzer Lechad, the halacha tells us that once she got a get, Itzer Lekula, all of the brother-in-laws can now no longer do a get, can do Yibin with her. Hachanami, if she did Niyun with one husband, the halacha is Loi Shna, she can no longer do Niyun with any of the other brothers. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel disagrees. And Shmuel says, Miyun abezeh, b'teres lezeh. If she did Miyun with one of the brothers, it has no effect on the other brothers. V'loy dami l'baal seget. Even though if get was given to one of the wives, it affects all the wives, Miyun is not the same. Why? Because baal seget, who davet ba? Who makes the get? Who gives the get? The yavam. And therefore, if he gives a get to one of the wives, all of them become asur. Here, hacha, but when we speak about Miyun, it's not going from the Yavam to the sister-in-laws. He carved the bay. It's the wife who's the Ketana who does the Miyun. The Amra, Lorina Bach, and that's exactly what is said by a Miyun. What she says is, Lorina Bach, Vlatsavina Bach, I don't want you. And what that means, he explains, Shmuel, Bachadu Lorina, you, this brother-in-law, I don't want to have any Zik with you. Havachavrach, but the other brother-in-laws, I may. There's a machloikus rishonim. What is the situation of a machloikus Rav and Shmuel? Ritva says, in a case where she says explicitly that I'm doing miyun and only one of the yavams or in some of the yavams and not the other yavams, then Rav will agree that to whom she did miyun, there's a miyun, and to whom she didn't do a miyun, there is no miyun. The machloikus of Rav and Shmuel, explains the Ritva, is only in a case where she didn't make any such statement. She only said it to one of the brothers. And how do we interpret that statement? Do we interpret it to mean, even though she was only speaking to one brother, she really meant them all? Or we don't explain it that way. The Miri has a different explanation. According to Rav, if she says, I don't want to do Yibin with one brother, but I want to do Yibin with another brother, the halacha is that that mean becomes a meaningless mean. What does it mean it's a meaningless mean? That even with the brother, towards the brother, that she stated, I want to do mean with him, since she said it's a limited mean, it's only a mean with some of the brothers, now with all of the brothers, the mean becomes a meaningless ass. But in Shmuel holds that since she only did, that's what Rav's going to say, and Shmuel says that one she did mean is fine, and the one that she didn't do mean with is not. Rav Asi Amar, Mina Bezer, as we just explained, that could be even Rav holds that way, but certainly Rav Asi says, Mina Bezer, Beteres Afiloloi. Lema Kraboshi Sfirloi. Maybe the reason, says the Gemara, Rav Asi made the statement, because Rav Asi is of the opinion that any man mensla zikasoi. So saying a miyun towards a zika is a meaningless statement. Since it's a meaningless statement, that's why she's still a candidate for Yibam, says the Gemara. That's not true. B'chad Yavam, hachanami d'matzi b'akra. Because it seems here, Rav Asi only said his halacha if there were many brothers. But if the basis, says the Gemara, of Rav Asi's ruling is because he holds you can't do miyun to yavam, so it shouldn't make a difference how many brothers there are. Says the Gemara, hachav shnei yavam maskinen, they mean l'chatzi zika. And what he's teaching us is that you can't do miyun to only one brother, not to the other one. Says the Gemara, Kiyasa Rav and Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Miya Bezeh, if she did mean with one of the brothers, Beteres La'achim, she could do mean with the other brothers, V'lehoi Deloi, but says the Gemara, Chazal did not agree, not all the Meroim agreed. Ask the Gemara, Man Lehoi Deloi, who was the one that didn't agree? And it says, the Gemara Rav, Rav holds that if she did mean to one, she becomes also to all of them, like we learned, like when there was a get. Rav Amar Rabbi Yochanan, it's going, according to the opinion of Rav Oshia, it's following the opinion of Rav Oshia that holds that mean is meaningless. towards Yavam. Ramle, it's going according to Rav Asi, who makes a difference if there's one brother or more than one brother. B'Shamayim, we learned in the Mishnah, Befonav, that means should be only done Befonav of the husband. And Beisil said it doesn't have to do Befonav. Tanya, Amalam Beisil B'Shamay, V'loi Pishon HaGomel. There was an individual who was known as Pishon HaGomel, Mina Ishta Shlai Befonav. Amalam B'Shamay, so you see that you don't have to have Befonav. Says the Gemara, Amalam B'Shamay L'Beisil, Pishon HaGomel Mida Kfushim Modad. Pishon HaGomel was treated the way he treated. And that's why Chazal treated him b'mida kfusha, which means it's like this. The way I saw the Mefarshim explain, what did he do wrong? B'dekacha peri, he was ruining the peris. He ate the peris of the husband. Asked the Gemara, pshita nesua. He asked the Gemara if he ate peris, then she must have been a nesua, because a husband is only entitled to eat the peris of a wife, only she's after Nesua. But ask the Gemara, we're going according to the opinion of Beis Shammai. Haven't we learned in our Mishnah Beis Shammai Nesua Loi Memana? So how could she have Miyun? It's more trick of the bar. They were lenient doubly. Number one, they were lenient that they allowed Miyun to be done Shloi Befonov. And number two, they allowed Miyun to be done in a fashion where there was even the Suin. And this is very much in line with what we learned in our Mishnah, that even Beis Shammai held that b'di'evid you could do miyun shloi b'fonav, b'di'evid you could do miyun even when she's in the suah. L'chatchila, Beis Shammai does not want it that way. Here, because he acted inappropriately, he deserved to get punished that way. So I saw a very interesting shaila, which is posed by the Chashuki Chemet. Our Mishnah is saying that if somebody acts, our Gemara just taught us, that if somebody acts inappropriately, he's treated inappropriately. As we just said, Beis Shammai gave two rulings that are contrary to what he normally holds. So the discussion that the Chashuki Chemet asks, he says, we know that when it comes to Shemitah, one of the things that Shemitah does is that Shemitah accomplishes that there is no, that it cancels all the debts. So, the Shemitah cancels all the debts. But Chazal, Beis Hillel, as the Mishnah in the last parak of Masechta Shviyas teaches us, instituted a prosbul, which is a way that by giving over the obligations to Beis Din, what that accomplishes is that debts are not cancelled by Shemitah. And the question that he discusses is, was that rule of prosbul instituted even for a person who lent money with interest? Of course, we know that one may not lend money in interest. So the question is, when did Chazal institute the prosbul? Did Chazal only institute the prosbul for the person who acts appropriately and doesn't lend money on interest? Or did Chazal institute it even for the person, for everybody? And he uses this Gemara as a raya that you could do miyun. You could do miyun. The Chazal treated miyun, and the person did the wrong thing, they changed the halacha because of it. But according to the way we're learning, that's not a great raya. Because in our Gemara, yes, they made an exception on the rule of Befonav, and they made the exception on the rule of Nesuin, because, as we learned from the beginning of our shiur today, Beis Shammai themselves really agree that miyun could be done shloi b'fonav. Beis Shammai really agree that miyun could be done by a nesua. So we're not really changing anything dramatically. Whereas in a case by the prosbul, there's nothing. He violated a deraisa, and we want to save him from the deraisa of shmita. The fact that he violated the deraisa of lending money with interest has no bearing on Hilchos Shemitah. These are two separate halachas. And just because he did one aveira, if prosbul could avoid the other aveira, of course a prosbul should be written for such an individual. We learned in the Mishnah that Beis Shammai's opinion was that mean should be done in Beis Din. Tanan ha-chasam, says the Gemara, the Mishnah, Masechta Sanhedrin, teaches us, chalitza miunim should be done in front of Shloisha. Says the Gemara, Man Tana, who's the Tana of that Mishnah? Presumably, Amar Rava, Beishamahi. It's the opinion of Beishamai, which of course, as the Mefarshim say, is really a question, because how do we have a Stam Mishnah following the opinion of Beishamai? Says Abaya Filtem Beisil. At Kanakar Beisil Adloy Beinan Mumchim. What Beisil meant to say is that Mumchim are not required. Avashloisha, but three Dayanim, he will agree that Beinan we need to have. Kritanya, as indeed we learned in the Brice, Beshamarim Rifnei Bezdin, the meaning has to be done in front of a Bezdin. Beisilarim Mifnei Bezdin, Shlom Mifnei Bezdin. Veil Veil Moidim Shatarach Shloisha. Everybody agrees that you have to have three people. Rav Yosef, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, Machshir, Bishnayim. Omer of Yosef, Menyumi, Omer of Nachman. Halacha, Kais Azog, that you only need to have two. Because the whole purpose of two, the whole purpose of is to have Edim. And since the whole purpose is having Edim, the halacha is that you need to have two. The question, of course, is, why would anybody think that you need more than that? So I saw that the Rishonim explained that since there are dide mamnas involved, there are financial issues involved also in every miyun, that's why it should require three dayonim like every din Torah. Beshami says that a girl could only do miyun once. And therefore Beshami says we wait that she should do miyun and do miyun. So Beshami said, says the Mar, but that statement is a difficult statement. For Mina Chadazimna, she did mean to her husband. What's pshat that she becomes an adult and does mean again? Am Shmuel, Achetagdil, what Beshami means to say is that only when she's an adult does she have to declare, the time she declares that her mean was sincere and that's what she really wants. Ulam Atatik Tani, the two rules that are being said. Achetamon, the Tagdil Taurus, she do miyun and wait until she becomes adult and then only become do erisin. Oy tamon, or she could do miyun with the nasal altar. The whole reason Beishami didn't want her to do miyun to do erisin is because we don't want her to do miyun twice. But if there won't be erisin, she'll jump right into nesuin. She won't be able to do miyun twice because Beishami says we don't do miyun to nesuin. That's why we wait to ever allow her to become an arusa until she's a gedayla, because we don't want her to do miyun twice. According to Shmuel, we needed to make a declaration that after she's a gedayla, to declare that her miyun was sincere. If that's the pshat in the Mishnah, so then the Mishnah should have said, achetagdil, until she becomes an adult, and after she becomes an adult, we wanted to do mean again. The timer. She should make a declaration that her mean that she did when she was a katana was a sincere mean. That's what it should have said in the Mishnah, according to Shmuel's interpretation of the Mishnah. It says the Gemara Kasha, indeed, that's a Kasha.